what it had been like back when things had been good and they'd been unable to keep their hands off each other. Not that she was interested in him in that way. She'd learned her lesson. Plus, she couldn't forgive the fact that in the 3 years they'd been apart, he hadn't had the common courtesy to get fat or wrinkled. Nope, he was gorgeous, which was just like a man. Still, he needed her help. Oh yeah, that part was very cool. While they'd been married, the message had been she wasn't good enough. Now he wanted her to save the day, or the restaurant, in this case. While she planned to say yes, eventually, she was going to enjoy every second of making him beg. "The waterfront is in trouble," he said, then paused as the waitress came by to take their order. When the woman left, Penny leaned back in the tufted seat of the booth and smiled. "I'd heard it was more than in trouble. I'd heard the place was done for, hemorrhaging customers and money." She blinked, going for an innocent expression. No doubt Cal would see through her attempt and want to strangle her. But he couldn't, because he needed her, was, in fact, desperate for her help. How she loved that in a man, especially in Cal. "Things have been better," he admitted, looking as if he hated every second of the conversation. "The waterfront is the oldest restaurant in the infamous Buchanan dynasty," she said cheerfully. "The flagship. Or it used to be. Now you have a reputation for bad food and worse service." She sipped her water. "At least that's the word on the street." "Thanks for the update." His jaw tightened as he spoke. She could tell he was furious about this meeting. She had an idea of what he was thinking. Of all the chefs in all of Seattle, why did it have to be her? She didn't know either. But sometimes a girl couldn't help catching a break. "Your contract is up," he said. She smiled. "Yes, it is." "You're looking for a new position." "Yes, I am." "I'd like to hire you." 5 little words. Words that weren't significant on their own, but when joined together could mean the world to someone. In this case, her. "I've had other offers," Penny said calmly.
"Have you accepted any of them?"
"Not yet." Cal was tall, about 6'3", with dark hair. His face was all sculpted cheekbones and stubborn jaw, and his mouth frequently betrayed his mood. Right now, it was thin and straight. He was so angry, he practically spouted steam. She'd never felt better.
"I'm here to offer you a 5-year contract. You get complete control of the kitchen, the standard agreement."
He named a salary that made her blink. Penny took another sip of her water. In truth, she didn't want just another job. She wanted her own place. But opening a restaurant took serious money, which she didn't have. Her choices were to take on more partners than she wanted, or wait. She decided to wait. Her plan was to spend the next 3 years putting away money, then open the restaurant of her dreams. So while a big salary was nice, it wasn't enough. "Not interested," she said with a slight smile. Cal's gaze narrowed.
"What do you want, aside from my head on a stick?"
Her smile turned genuine. "I've never wanted that," she told him. "Well, not after the divorce was final. It's been 3 years, Cal. I've long since moved on. Haven't you?"
"Of course. Then why aren't you interested? It's a good job."
"I'm not looking for a job. I want an opportunity."
"Meaning?"
"More than the standard agreement. I want my name out front and complete creative control in back." She reached into the pocket of her jacket and pulled out a folded piece of paper. "I have a list." Doing the right thing had always been a pain in the ass, Cal thought as he took the sheet and unfolded it. This time was no different. He scanned the list, then tossed it back to her. Penny didn't want an opportunity. She wanted his balls sautéed with garlic and a nice cream sauce.
"No,"
he said flatly, ignoring the way the afternoon sunlight brought out the different colors of red and brown in her auburn hair.
"Fine by me."
She picked up the sheet and started to slide out of the booth.